You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, January the 5th, 2022, and I got to tell you, everywhere you look, there's more news breaking about Omicron. And in some cases, it's just short of being funny. And yet it shouldn't be. You should give this all the attention and concern, because it does involve you and your family. That does not mean you have to live in fear. The sky is not falling down. But depending on where you live, they're going to be pushing that agenda or that laissez-faire. I think it's important again. I cannot stress enough for you. This is between you and your doctor and your family. And maybe your minister, your priest, your rabbi. Let me give you a couple of quick examples. The White House and far-left teachers' unions are now in a tug of war over showing up for work. Chicago teachers' unions do not want to go back to work, and they want to know how the mayor is already spending billions in federal COVID relief. In other words, I'll be blunt about it. Where's our share? Where's our share? These unions are keeping these kids out. We're going to get into this more detail over the next 2 hours. But New York Governor Hochul, who replaced Cuomo, said the other day, any parent could tell you we don't need more studies about the effect of this upon our children. They can look into their eyes after a year of isolation, masking, remote teaching, and the children are more withdrawn. They're not as happy as they were before. That's just short of depression. And that's why we've had an increase in suicides and drug abuse. And in some cases, accidental deaths linked to suicide, to drugs. And yet here comes Whoopi Goldberg. She has what she considers a stunned message for anyone worried about COVID, Omicron. Let me read this quote to you. Now, this quote in itself should tell you how far we can be divided. She said, I've done everything I was supposed to do. But that's the thing about Omicron. You just don't know where it is. Every year, we have numerous flus in this country. You know that. Maybe you've been getting a flu shot. I haven't. For all but 15-plus years, I haven't had a flu shot. Because invariably, the flu shot that you're given will or may or maybe not make you sick, but generally, many times, it does not match the strain they were expecting. It's already mutated before it gets here. So if you believe Whoopi Goldberg, you can do all of this stuff, and you will still get it. And yet you got Biden insisting we need to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. So it's those people that are threatening to us. Well, that apparently isn't true. Every member of the White House has been given some kind of vaccine and boosters. And there's a lot of concern about giving boosters to children. There's a lot of concern about giving them to as young as age 5. And yet the CDC says it's okay if you've got a preemie baby, you can give a shot to that mother. The White House insists we're being led by science. The CDC is now being roasted for new COVID guidelines with the 180 whiplash from the previous rules. 180 degrees. Your question? Seriously? Yep, they are. They're admitting there's some updated guidance that if people in an isolation period want to take a special test near the 5-day, they can. But they'd be advised not to take the test. You don't know what to do, do you? That's why you shouldn't be mandated what to do. It should be your decision.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Canceled flights are leaving tens of thousands of Americans frustrated and stranded in airports across the country. But at the southern border, illegal migrants have no problem catching a flight. Pennsylvania is the latest state seeing an influx of ghost flights coming in the middle of the night, full of illegal immigrants. According to a letter sent to Homeland Secretary by Congressman Dan Moore, hundreds of illegal migrants have been flowing into Scranton International Airport by U.S. government charter flights. And this isn't the first time we're hearing about it. We heard about similar stories coming out of Jacksonville, Florida, earlier in November.
That's a report from Fox News. And yes, they continue. They continue to make flights available for illegals that enter the country. Where do you want to go? Where do you have relatives? We'll ship you up there. They get on the plane. They have to show no identification because they don't have any. They may or may not be vetted to see if they might be on a terrorist watch list, but more than likely they are not. They may or may not be tested for COVID or any other disease, but majority are not. They may or may not be vaccinated, and yet they may or may not. DeSantis had predicted, as a matter of fact, that the CDC would treat unvaccinated the same as unboosted. And they're doing that. You got your vaccine. Not good enough. They're moving the goalpost again. If you're going to be fully vaccinated, it has to include a third shot. And yet there are already a lot of concerns about a booster shot for children. But again, if you come across the border and you're illegal, they may or may not give you a shot. They may or may not follow up to see if you get a second shot. They're just going to put you on a plane. And in this case, they're dropping you off in Pennsylvania. They've been doing it in Jacksonville, middle-of-the-night flights, thinking they don't draw a lot of attention. where they're drawing more and more attention. This is the kind of thing that has been happening under this administration. You do not have to be a politician, left or right, to recognize this doesn't seem good for the country. If we're going to let people in and we don't know who they are, we don't know if they're carrying some kind of disease that we thought we got rid of, and in fact that has happened in the past. Suddenly there were kids with tuberculosis coming across the border. Border Patrol agents got it, took it home to their family. Now their family got tuberculosis. We thought all this stuff had been taken care of, and it had in the past. So we're going to have additional concerns when it comes to health. But the issue of this open borders, every time, every single time I hear Biden or any government official start saying you must be vaccinated, the unvaccinated continue to cause more people getting the flu. Well, even Whoopi Goldberg blew that out of the water, and as I was mentioning in Blue News and Commentary, I did everything possible. You couldn't avoid it. He still came down with it. And, of course, the CDC is also continually changing information. Now, you're going to have to grant, you're going to have to accept the fact that as we get more information, yeah, there will be some changes. But some of it is, as we said a moment ago, 180 degrees from what you're telling us earlier. Once again, allow me, for those of you who missed the chronological order, when we believe COVID was first found in the U.S., the belief was it came from China, Wuhan Lab. But at the time, Dr. Fake was telling the president and the country, no big deal, be nothing like, just be like the flu, no big deal, no big concern. And you don't need a mask won't do you any good. And yet he later admitted he lied about that part as well, because he didn't want anyone buying up all the masks they might need for those on the front line in the hospitals. And yet his J-O-B as the NIH director for all those years was to make sure you got plenty of masks and equipment available in case a pandemic should break out. That was your J-O-B. And he failed. And he's still employed by the government. And when he does retire, he's going to be making like $450,000. Great pension plan, everything. He'll make more than the president. I don't care what the man makes. I care about, has he done the J-O-B? And then based on this, he hasn't. And then he said, if you don't want to wear the mask, get the vaccine. The vaccine will protect you. And then we find out, no, it won't protect you. Then we're told, yeah, you have to wear the mask also. But you get a booster shot, you won't have to. Another change. Yeah, you will. You have to do it then as well. In other words, there is no way to get around anything at this point whatsoever. And yet, when they insist that the nation has to be vaccinated, and as Joe Biden says, it's the patriotic thing to do, to wear a mask, to be vaccinated, and there's already been a cry from some saying, if you won't wear a mask, you're one of those people. You are abhorrent, you're slurred, you're slandered. You could claim and say and even bring out your documentation, hey, I've been vaccinated. They don't care. Now, in New York City, they now impose for kids as young as 5, you have to have evidence that you've been vaccinated. I don't know what they're doing about them for a photo ID. I mean, if it's an adult, they're going to require it. We still have a large number of the minority population, in particular the black population, that does not have access to New York City facilities like gyms or restaurants or Broadway theater shows because they have refused the vaccine. We have numerous nurses and medical personnel who have a real problem with the vaccine as the way it's out there right now. I'm not taking sides, John. I'm just telling you that's the fact. We have Navy SEALs, perfect shape and great health. They worry about the conditions. We have parents concerned about giving vaccines to young children when there have been more and more reports of myocarditis, a lining around the heart, or pericarditis. It's also, you know, inflamed with young men in their 40s. I have a relative who said my two brothers are in their 40s. They got their shot and immediately they felt bad. I have someone else, a close relative, was feeling fine, went ahead and got the shot and fell ill within 12 hours and was ill the entire weekend. Now, maybe she's protected, but apparently really not, judging by what you heard from Whoopi Goldberg. I did everything possible. And we were given the numbers originally that Omicron was 75% of the nation and Delta variant was waning. Now we're told, since then they said we made a mistake. It was not 75%. It was closer to maybe 40-45%. Maybe. Now they're going the other way. Now they're saying it's 95%. If you're confused as to what to believe, it's fully understandable. And yes, it does depend upon the scientist you're listening to. But if there's that much confusion, who has the right to tell you that you and your family have to be vaccinated? And they're going to deny you services as an American citizen, and yet illegals into the country, and they're not going to do anything about them. And you got Joe Biden just the other day suddenly realizing in a conference, not a conference even, but listening at a kitchen table between his wife and a friend of hers about that the cost of hamburger meat was up to $5 a pound. Oh, my God. He finally recognized, yes, inflation is at a 40-year high, and it's not going to get better overnight. Stuart Varney of the Fox Business News Channel says, you talk about someone being clueless. In the dictionary, you'll find Joe Biden's name.
The president is confused, and he's lashing out, blaming others. Here he is again going after the unvaccinated. Roll tape.
Let me be absolutely clear. We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Frankly, sir, I think that's flat out wrong. Fully vaccinated people are getting Omicron, sometimes twice. Vaccination has not stopped or even slowed down.
In fact, Whoopi Goldberg agreed. Now, plus we have pills, antiviral pills. Invectramen. And now at hospitals, you can get monoclonal antibodies. But they've shut down to going into states. And the Florida Governor DeSantis says, why are you preventing us from offering people alternative meds that may work for them? And don't forget natural immunity. Natural immunity. It's not that everyone's going to come down sick with it anyway. They've either had a touch of it before or their body has already a resistance factor built in. And I remind you again, every one of these pills are the drugs that have FDA generally emergency approval. They do have one for children down to age 5 that has full FDA approval against the advice of numerous scientists. Against the advice of numerous scientists. Do you want to give that to your child? They have no long-term study what's going to happen to that child 5 months from now. 5 years, 15 years from now, will it affect your child, be it male or female, on their reproductive organs down the future? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to point out that And I do believe vaccines have saved lives. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've had both vaccines, mRNA. I have not had the booster shot yet. My doctor told me, yeah, you probably should. But he didn't insist, and I've felt okay since. I could be making a mistake by not getting one. But I'm not an anti-vaxxer. The very first anti-vaxxers were the Democrats who were saying if it was anything created under the Trump watch, it must be dangerous, so they weren't going to take it. And yet, Biden, before he became president, and VP Harris, they were given vaccines. So they did take it. They lied to you. They did take it. But as far as giving it to my child, if I had a child right now, I understand your concern. I mean, it's going to involve a lot of prayer. It's got a lot of decision-making that, and especially if your school is demanding it, then you have to decide whether they go to the school or get some homeschooling started. And there will be other vaccines come forward. You just heard Joe say, we got everything. We got everything. We got everything. Well, no, there'll be more coming. You watch. In the last hour, I had an extended conversation with George Norrie, the host of Coast to Coast AM. I kind of got rushed at the time at the end, did not give you exactly how to hear him live and where. And I'll be glad to share the name of the station that exists in the St. Louis market. Let me do that, but also talk about something that probably fits his program, Brain Control Warfare. Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project. A dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. Let me clarify something at the end of the George Norrie interview earlier. I was rushing up against the clock and trying to get too much information out and scattered multitasking. Not doing a very good job on it, I'll point that out. My guest in the last half hour for an extensive amount of time, and gracious that he spent that time, was George Norrie. Spent several years in St. Louis, but he's currently Coast to Coast AM and has been for 20 years. 600-plus stations, considered the gold standard of late-night radio talk. Now, there's a belief that it's all paranoia or paranormal or conspiracy theories, but it is a lot much more than that, as George was explaining. And George also made a point as to the difference between newscasters of yesterday, because he was a news director at one time, compared to newscasters of today, which I thought was an excellent point. If you missed the interview, I strongly encourage you to pull it up on the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. It'll be posted within a couple hours after we wrap up today, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Or you can go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, or you can send an email, reference it, LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. Everything's labeled Larry Connors USA. Now, here's a story that probably fits with some of George Norrie's material, and yet, again, while some people think a lot of it is too far out there and too far-fetched, I'm not so sure. This was written by Bill Gertz of the Washington Times. Chinese brain control warfare being revealed. There are three reports, apparently, by the People's Liberation Army shedding light on the depths of China's brain warfare research that's underway for several years. Now, I think I've heard that program discussed to some extent on George Norrie's Coast to Coast. What this involves, according to those putting it together, is the future of the concept of military supremacy. The focus is to attack the enemy's will to resist. You don't need physical destruction. Brain science being used to extend warfare in the sphere of human consciousness. In other words, your brain becomes a main target of offense and defense of new concept weapons. So they say, from Sun Tzu's maxim, The Art of War, to win without fighting is no longer far-fetched. Brain control technologies and effective designs focus on taking over the enemy's way of thinking, of his or her awareness, even directly intervening in the thinking of the enemy leaders and staff. And we can control their awareness and thinking. There was a second Chinese report, also from 2019, disclosed that brain-machine interface is part of Beijing's plan to develop intelligized warfare. The Commerce Department and others have said any research activity that are sanctioned with the Chinese institutes are contrary to U.S. national and foreign security. And yet we have numerous members in our nation, be they private or public corporations or military corporations, that have arrangements with Chinese companies on various chip manufacturing, drug manufacturing. We saw how bad we rely upon them for that, didn't we, recently? Mask manufacturing. And any time you have an alliance with a Chinese company, you're really tied to the Chinese Communist Party, because you have to have a partner in China to operate in China. And if you doubt that that partner is Communist China controlled, they've already gotten to your brain. Coming up, the teachers that refuse medical science, they want to go to BS political science. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota has the perfect new or pre-owned car for you, but Jay Ackerman also has a mission to help charities that make a difference. Ackerman Toyota supports food banks, veterans groups, head injury victims, charities battling cancer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
At the end of the day, people just want to live free and they want to live their lives. They don't want to be told what to do. They especially don't want hypocrites to tell them what to do by basically telling them one thing about masking up and doing all this stuff. But then when you catch them on somebody else's camera phone, you see they're just out living life and then you're being told that you can't. That's what's wrong in our politics today. This is what the Democrats have gotten wrong with the pandemic the entire time. Instead of helping people live their lives, they've gone to this reflexive lockdown policy time after time after time. But it doesn't matter if it's her or Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done. When they closed all salons in the state of California, they have their own set of rules for themselves, as long as the plebs follow what their rules are.
Therefore, rules from the plebs. You peons, you follow the rules. You toe the line. Everyone will recall, then in the beginning of the COVID scare, when the total lockdown was everywhere, and I mean even in states that now have opened up, there was obviously a big concern about COVID and close distancing. There was no vaccine, as if that's going to stop it. Apparently not. We know it won't. But beyond that, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, leader of the Democrats, the one who should set the example, was caught on camera inside a hair salon saloon in L.A. or San Francisco. And she was there because I have to have my hair fixed. The manager was upset, said, I am closed because of your laws. I'm not allowed to be open. But, of course, they did it for Nancy. And then, of course, the French Laundry case in Napa Valley. Very, very elite-type restaurant. I will admit, I've been there. I'm not saying it, I was that comfortable with it, but, I mean, it, you know, it's French food. Full of foofa. I wanted to try it, and I had, you know, had my wife with me, so I'm going to treat her something really special, and it was okay. I'm not going to knock it. But you can't go there either at that point. And yet there was L.A. Governor Newsom, maskless, dining at the Laundry and with lobbyists representing, this is the funny part, lobbyists representing hospitals and drug companies. Well, wasn't that a cute little come-together tea party? And there are other cases like that. AOC leaving the restrictions of New York City where you can't go around without a mask. And you certainly can't go in and out of restaurants as you choose and eat and dine as you choose. And yet go to Florida where DeSantis has made it open. And yes, you can do that. She didn't seem to be mind at all that she was captured on video. Probably knew she would be. And then she was seen dancing in a drag queen contest. Nobody had masks on. And there was no six-foot separation. So she's back in D.C. now. And if there's a new outbreak in D.C., do you think they're going to point to her as a super spreader? I would not hold my breath. Congressman Byron Donalds, Republican of Florida, you were hearing there talking about when you see what AOC did and Pelosi and the others, they had their own set of rules for themselves as long as the plebs follow what the rules are. That all the rest of you must follow what we tell you to do. The other thing he pointed out in the hypocrisy, we're now seeing in Chicago with the school teachers union. The leaders of the Chicago public schools canceled classes today. The teachers union voted to switch to remote learning because of the surge in COVID-19 cases. Now, I want you to keep something in mind. Every time you hear COVID-19, you don't know if that's really the original COVID-19, if that's a variant like Delta, or if it's Omicron, which is another variant, or one of the others that might come up. There's now one called IHU, I-H-U, that may affect the eyes first. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's one of the ones out. And there have been reports that maybe by chance, the original COVID-19 did actually start somewhere in the States, not Wuhan. A lot of that's yet to be decided and broken out and detailed. And science, you think, would find a true answer. But I'm afraid we're not looking at following the science anymore. We're looking at following what I've always warned you about, political science. And there's a difference between the two. They might coincide. Often they will not. If you got opposing parties looking at the same science. And then you just have flat-out BS political science. And that I'm very familiar with because I'm from Texas. I have a BS degree in political science, and I use it on a constant basis, and this program gives me a great opportunity to do so. But here in Chicago, they rejected a district-wide return to remote instruction, saying it was disastrous for children's learning and mental health. Let's stop it right there. Before anything else, let's talk about that it's disastrous for the children's learning and mental health. They did not mention in that statement the safety of the kids as far as being sick from the COVID-19 cases, whichever one it might be. But the teachers union and the third largest school district in the nation saying it's dangerous for children's learning and mental health. So, let's go to the words of New York Governor, not just the city of Chicago, New York Governor Hochul, overseeing all of the school districts in the state of New York, and what she said yesterday when it comes to children's learning and mental health.
Part of their health is their emotional health, and that emotional health took a huge hit. We don't need any more studies to see that. You see it in the eyes of parents who say, my child is not the same as they were before this pandemic. That year of isolation, detachment, not real learning. If you're a kindergartner, first grader, you lose a year of education. That's a quarter of your education already gone. I mean, that's gone.
It's gone. She also did not mention the illness that the child might have. She's talking about how it's affecting their mental health and saying that you don't need any more studies. It's very apparent to parents to see in their child's eyes. They're dull, they're listless, they've had this mask around their face and their nose all the time they were in school. Any of his remote learning, they weren't really getting anything out of it. They've lost their social contact with friends. They have been forced by adults into a panic mode and having who knows how many nightmares, how many kids wet their bed at night now that did not before because they live in a constant state of fear. Do you remember, those of you old enough to remember, the fear of nuclear war, and you had a precaution. Your warning was that if it happens, get under your desk. You'd be safe. Well, we know that's a lie. It was a lie then, it's a lie now, but that's what they were pushing. So back to Congressman Byron Donalds, Republican of Florida, because he says you've got the Democrats and others that want to lock up kids again and deny schools. Here's his reaction to the Chicago Teachers Union and others like them.
For the children in these cities, I feel so sorry for you and for the parents as well, because you're going to fall further behind while the teachers unions basically is going to get their way because Democrat elected officials can't get elected without the teachers union. This is how outrageous this is. This is why what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida, making sure our kids are back in the classroom, stopping these districts from wanting to go to remote learning, has been the best thing for our kids. The data is clear, but these teachers unions don't care about the children, because the children, by the way, they hardly transmit COVID. That's what the data says. They barely get sick from COVID. That's what the data says. But they don't care about that. They would rather be protected, stay at home, make it easy for them while they continue to get their salaries, as opposed to doing the jobs that they were hired to do.
And when he says data, that means science. Now, one word of caution here. Not every teacher is like that. Even in Chicago, there are teachers who love to teach, who know that it's bad for the kids. They want to be in the classroom. But no one wants to speak out and say the emperor has no clothes. Because when they come back in, there'll be penalties. They know that. They know how that goes. Coming up, let's turn our attention to the other issue that is concerning our nation and should for 2022, and that is crime. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Money.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
With just days on the job, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is changing how some crimes will be prosecuted. It fulfills a campaign promise, Bragg says, is informed by his upbringing in Harlem and personal experiences, both confronting and upholding the law.
Having had an automatic weapon to my head, a knife to my throat, I wanted to give voice to the people who know those experiences and to give context to those who don't.
That's a CBS 2 report out of New York City about the new Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. And you just heard him say, I had an automatic weapon in my head. I assume he really meant a semi-automatic. Maybe not. Maybe it's a rigged system. A knife to my throat. And I wanted to give voice to those who know those experiences. Well, there are probably many who know those experiences. And to give context to those who don't. What kind of context is needed? You're scared to death. You're probably going to die if you don't do exactly what you're told. And even if you do what you're told, you could die. So with that in mind, why is it we have a decision to back off and not prosecute crimes so often? Did you know that nearly 200 are being released from Rikers because Governor Hochul signs, quote, Less is More Act and calls the New York City incarceration rate, or just New York, the state of New York, incarceration rate a point of shame? Rikers is in New York City, but she says it's a point of shame. She might be right on some offenders. The new Manhattan district attorney has said, you know, he's going to charge how some crimes are addressed in his office, fulfilling a campaign promise. He said offenses like marijuana, misdemeanors, prostitution, fare evasion will no longer be prosecuted. Now, on your one hand, you can say, okay, marijuana misdemeanors are going to let go, prostitution, you know, they always generally round up are the girls, not the men. But, and also fare evasion, jumping over a turnstile so you can get on a subway without having to pay for it, or sneaking under, or whatever the options might be. It's still a crime, but it's going to be no longer prosecuted. And lesser charges for some low-level drug offenders and for some burglaries and low-level store robberies. Low-level store robberies. A robbery is when you're not breaking in when someone's not there. That would be a burglary. Someone is there, and you just frighten them. They may be okay. They may not be. They may have to quit their job. They may have some traumatic syndrome. You're not going to take that into account, though, because we're going to allow the victim to be treated differently. And lesser charges if a suspect, quote, displays a dangerous instrument but does not create a genuine risk of physical harm. So if I take a pistol and I wave it at you, it could have gone off somewhere else, not really at you, so you weren't really going to face any physical harm. He said this will allow attorneys more time to prosecute violent offenses. Now, I am for that. I am for that. He said, but fair evasion, that's not going to be an incarceration, not in Manhattan. He said, I had a shootout on my block a month ago. We'll need to be focused on that. Well, I agree. But where do you stop? Where is the line? If I roll through a red light, I don't stop. I just go right on through it. Nobody got hurt, but I'm spotted by a police officer. Would I be charged with a crime? Why should I be? No one got hurt. And if I decide to lift things out of a grocery store to a local pharmacy and just start bagging them up, sticking them in my coat and walking out the door, in L.A. I can do that up to $1,000. Where is the stop point? Well, we may need to go from $1,000 to $5,000. Okay, that's $10,000. All right, 20,000. All right, let's go to 100,000. Oh, I can go steal a Porsche, and I can run it out and be safe. You know what the reaction from the police association is? Here it is.
The Police Benevolent Association says it has, quote, serious concerns about the message these types of policies send to both police officers and criminals.
Yeah. The message being sent to police officers, why am I going to get involved? Why am I going to be on the force? And to criminals. To criminals, it says, free reign, baby. Up to a point. And even then, low bail or no bail, that other option is still there. Hey, I remind you, I always want to thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. Today we had a great interview in the first hour with George Norrie, the second half of that. If you missed it, it will be up at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. And don't forget, because George Norrie can be heard coast to coast, AM 97.1 FM, St. Louis. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.